We'll see you later. Pick up Mr.
Mentioned Siyumim all over the world. One person of Siyum he didn't mention, and that is David or Zoichel Baruch Hashem to Benin Mechassin Rabbanon, his children, sons and Edomis, Rosh Hashivas, Marbitze Teure, and very shortly he's going to make his Siyum, his youngest sons Bar Mitzvah, the Mazel Tov, to many, many long years of Nachas.
Amen.
And I thought to myself, how come he didn't mention it? Because it's not a Siyum. It's only a beginning, and a scholar. Now starts the Einikler, and the Ear Einikler, and the Ear Einikler. A good you should have a Knights Menich. Chasanas, Bris and Bar Mitzvahs. You should have Kamatha called Day and Night, Sukhas, Buhunim, Ibnaibun, and Oiske, Batoyle, and Mitzvahs. And while the Gulwit was telling this gewaltig narrative of his grandfather, it dawned on me, Dirshus on this. How such a thing could happen, and it is happening, and will happen, Memala Medeira Fateh. But now, we all got a very clear answer. Nassau tell us, Rishoynim, the Moslem of Shaye, is Rachish Lidesim. If Rishoynim had the Sirius Nefesh, if his grandfather had the Sirius Nefesh, and not the Sirius Nefesh of Tubshinai and Wolf, which means, if you haven't got fresh bread 2 hours after the Zman Motsa Pesach, she got to see the snakefish. If he goes into the mikveh in the morning and it's only 23 degrees, we see the snakefish. We see the snakefish for poem is a Srachish Linus. Everybody understands it's a very, very simple answer. Where are the rabbis? Rav Shlomo Zalman was once asked. The Rambam says, a harvest of Mid Chachomim is a mitzvah. Some mentor overzealous, shall we say, came to ask of Shlomo Zalman to make a yoitzazam, they mitzvah the Klibo Marav Yashav. If you can be yoitzaz, mitzvah, a harvest of Mid Chachomim, and a harvest of the Torah, so Rav Shlomo Zalman said, nay. Rav Yashav is a Talmud Tolkien. Rav Yashav is the Torah alayim. Rav Yashav is the essence of Torah. It's the base, it's Torah itself. The Shashiva, our Oyna Chakumet, our guest of honor. It's an honor for us to have such a guest. From Silver Springs. Doesn't mean Silver Springs, the Gashmias. It means springs of Toivli Toirach Pichu Me'alfa Yisua Fakesef. Springs of silver which have a value far higher than any Gashmias thing is in. Rav Polyansky is Toira himself. So, who am I? May I me imach hayali? So I won't make any introduction. I'll just finish off with a pusik of this week. The pusik tells us, Aharon took off his clothes, which he used, Baboyoi, Meshulis Bakoidish, which he used when he came in, Meshulis Bakoidish, but he nicham shom, and he left them there. Now the Aharon Shlita's words we're going to hear now are not only words for now, for this evening. We nicham shom, it's going to leave a roshim on us for many, many years and many, many doors to come. Rav Akuen, Rosh Yeshiva, Silver Springs, Maryland, Rav Aaron Lopalyansky Street.
Anyway, yeah.
I was a bit uncomfortable to be mildly with the Hakdama. Then I was told, I asked somebody and told me that Hashem is a world we can't touch. So I said, but if only thing I can't find the thing, it's my shop of wits. And I was asked a little bit, it was a sudden decision to come, and a lot of it has to do, I feel, tremendous personal debt. I don't know if David knows this, and he did mention it, so I guess he knows it. Silver Spring was a place not a fine Eden. Torah hadn't yet taken root. And the yeshiva started 20 years ago, but about 13 years ago, the Rosh Kodesh, where Leo Reingold, who's a big Baal Halacha, and he's a big person who
tries very much to draw everyone into the circle of Torah, and was looking for a tool and a venue for bringing Torah to the community at large, to being Kashan to Yeshiva. And for many reasons, many other types of frameworks didn't work. It wasn't the right one. And I remember he came and he said, we're going to bring Dirshu to Silver Spring. And I believe I wasn't so involved in Pratim, but there were a lot of allowances made. Didn't fit exactly with the Pratim, but I came to the town. And I must say, there's probably 50, 60 people every day. There must be 5, 6 different groups, early morning, late night, early evening, different neighborhoods. And it's created, besides the Torah and the learning, as our brother spoke, it created a certain schevra. It's the people that want to dirshu. There's a dirshu minyan. And it says, but people come find a habusa there. People, it's taken root and has become probably the foremost kli for the yeshiva to be able to be mashpia on the tzibur by using the doctrine and so on. It's made a tremendous impact. It's taken root and it has tremendous merits. So I have a personal debt of gratitude that we spoke about. Maiden, the Rav spoke about a public maiden, or he does, we call. I would like to express the thanks. It's made in some communities. It's sort of as a chizuk for people that anyway learn, it's a nice mascaret, a chayev, and so on. For us, it was very, very meaningful in creating and created a target. To speak about learning halacha and its importance, it's, you know, Tarasva science, Akhla Masa. It would be, I mean, to tell people that they all know the Shabbos, how can you call somebody else to meet if you don't know the Shabbos, or the Shabbos, or the Shabbos, I think it's, those are things that I don't need to speak about. Besides the fact that the Rav brought out so sharply how in something also very essential. I'd rather want to take a step back. And I want to look at the qualities of the different healthcare Torah and where what halacha is, and in the big picture of the heat pressure differential of how do the different pieces fit together? I think that's an equivalent to think about, discuss, and so on. Chazal said, the famous Chazal, which has been said many times on these occasions, Omer Pia Ba'ami B'Shein Ula, Megirim Shachar V'Samitosh, Eno HaKadoshbor Kolva, Amo Shalot Bofa, Mark Ross. First of all, it is a strange type of mimer. Mela Eimon Mashiel Hacherazes. So we're saying is a tefillah. Everything now comes to the Torah. I could hear the mind like that. But to pick out one particular chelik of Torah, halacha as opposed to not clear, but as opposed to Agada or as opposed to Mishnah, which is more Talmud, and say that what's connected with Hamikdash is that particular meaning. It doesn't seem that there's any mishul between the two. I would also compare it to another minor chazal. It said it's also brachas and shabbos. Amar panina, Yisroel Hashem Eichoy, Eino Lakadosh Baruch Hu Beis Gnazo Alamitz Hashem. It's the only two chazal of that nature. There's one that says Eino Lakadosh Baruch Hu Soik. That's a very different. Means to say the only thing you saw for us is concern and so on. But here we have two Mamar by Elakadosh Baruch Hu. And there are Shinuyim. There are Shinuyim between two Mamar that are very interesting. One is Miriam Shahar Bisamikdash. It doesn't say that about Yerushalayim. I mean, Allah existed when the Bisamikdash was there also. And there's Farhan Yerakma Allahis. I mean, I always say that. When Mashiach will come, we're going to be like Bala Tshuva. Like half of Shofar, half of Rama, we don't know. Until the Taira, Kashim, until recently Israel was off the map. So what does it mean? The Kurd Beis Hamikdash, they have to sit there with Halacha, but Yerushalayim in general. The Girsa of Eloi Belomai, so it's really in Halacha it says that. Yerushalayim is, the Gemara Baruch says, in Beisavitzer. And in the Gemara Shabbos, they give different discussions whether it's by Lomay. Also in that, but Pashas and Baruch is not by Lomay. And it's Moshla Eloi by Lomay. There's some difference between what he has by Lomay, what he doesn't have by Lomay. What's the difference in the two? Also, Dalit Amash of Alotha. I mean, Alotha. Where do you learn Alotha? Yeshiva. So it's called Balaramas. But Marash, Yerushalayim, you learn in Besa Musa. Rabbi Sol Salanta was very strong about having this Mokim Yitha. So Alotha is Balaramas, and this is Oitha Poli. So two Mamari Chazal that speak about a certain Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch in this world. And very different nuances. Chur Beis HaMikdash versus not Chur Beis HaMikdash. Namely, Bei Lomoy versus Beis Genozov. The difference between Dal Amis, the Yichud of Dal Amis of Halacha, what's a Dal Amis versus not. But that's something that needs some thinking about. I want to talk and start from a different place a little bit. Something that seems to be a different opinion, but basically it's the heart of it. The word halacha itself, it's hard to see where it comes from. The basic kelechu, so that sort of became halacha. But halacha is a certain yichud in Torah, I guess as opposed to agada. I think so, we'll see later. Anywhere else is magish that way. And halacha itself has a yichud that's a yichud to a certain kind of faith. Where does that word come from? What is it referring to specifically? So let's pose a question. It seems kind of out of our range, but it's psukim and we need to deal with it. An adam is called a haylich. A malach is called a haylich. So it says the Navi asked the Sakhar, the Prophet said, Mahalchim Bekwebin Ailu, he will give him Halicha between Malach and that. Everybody must have heard this many times, that Adam is a Hoylech, Ishtai, and so on. I have a Shaila. Maybe a silly Shaila, but I think it's a Shaila that opens up the test. Malachim, it says, is by Yaf. Malachim fly. The Gemara Prophet says, the difference between Michael and Gabriel and Yom, they don't stay in one place. And so they're Gibber, Kyle, and Satori, but they fly. If you're telling me Hoylech versus Oymeid, I understand. Oymeid doesn't shy, he doesn't go any place. But a Hoylech is going someplace. So Adam shy is a girl's exception. But Malach will fly. So flying is much quicker, much further. Then Halicha. So where's the concern? He's telling me, I'll give you, I'll make you my halach behind it. But Malachim says, Vayav. So let's think a minute about the difference between Halicha and Aficha. When a person walks, how does the person move forward? So let's take a very simple example. If a person has wet shoes and he's on icy ground, he can't walk. Because walking is the act of pushing against the ground, and the push of the ground back is what propels you forward. The traction that you have is you push against the ground pushes you forward. Which means that the motion that you have when you're walking is in the push against the ground. That moves you forward. When someone flies, you avoid the ground. You need to avoid the ground. You can go much further, but it has no shaykhus with the ground underneath you. The ground is le-mailah, it's nothing. So we have two types of tenuas that are HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria. A tnua with milamata, where the ground itself is what pushes you forward, and a tnua that you can go over it. Haggadah, divrei Haggadah, deals maybe with prior learning. It deals with Himmlische Sachen. Hagodah means the flow. When something flows, it has nothing to do with the ground. A river flowing, you can stop it, but it flows in internal actions like Afifa. Halacha, Halicha, is propelled by the ground. So, if you ask yourself, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from this world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Mashpi in the world. Malachim, he was Mashpi and Malachim, and they're above the world. But if you want to have the world producing Ratzon Hashem, we have two hypocrites. The hypocrites of the Beis HaMikdash was a dear B'tachtonim, but Dafka, like in the Vikumach of Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, Yishleir HaMalach said, Hein Shemayim U'Shmei Shemayim Lo'icham Teluchah, V'av HaBayis Hazeh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lo'ikim Moshav T'choshev, and Amal Amal, and that's where we mash Hashem. So the Mokum of the Mikdash became the platform that created the Hiddush Hashem Hashkina. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has be'olam moy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this world. What does he have out of this world? Where is there a movement in this world? There was a Beis HaMikdash. And the Dafka, in the Dalit, in the Amal Amal, that's where you had the Hashras Hashkina come from. Once it's Charev, in the Chiluk of Torah, that's called Haggadah, or Haggadah, that Chiluk of Torah is a Chiluk that takes us up there. It's not, it doesn't come from down here. It doesn't come from grappling with the world, with the Shigurim. It comes, a person elevates himself and he lifts up above it. That's very important. But in a constructive way longer, that's that Gosha. It's Miyam Shachar Beis HaMikdash and I love it. Yerushalayim, it's a base kenosin. Yerushalayim means, like Ram says, a person looks at Shemayim and he says, wow, it's la'elo, la'elo, la'elo. It's a very important chelik of a person's striving. But if it's not connected with this world, then he's avoiding it. He's not bringing Shem Shemayim from the ground up. He's jumping over it. He's flying over it. Malach HaKadosh wants that. Adam, he wants Dafka Halicha. So you have two chalakim of Avodas Hashem, two chalakim of Torah, each one with a different mahalach. One of them is there so that a person gets a musik of Al-Yayis, and therefore that's what a person needs to the hair that's beyond. But the etzem rotzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he wants, is dafka from that chiluk that's called halicha and halacha. So halacha deals with the taking the amal al amal, the taking. This is a thread and this is wool, and this is brown enough times, not brown enough times. It's not enough times. It's not enough times. It comes from down up. That's where you get it from. The Maral says. It's fascinating. When we think of the Maral, the Maral Sefer is a very previous Sefer, and it does give us a sense of Shmenius and things that are beyond. But the Maral speaks about the Maimon Chazal, of Kol Hashem Alach Kol Yoy Mufret Lo Shiver Olam Hachem. So the Maral says the Sefer Torah. And that's where I think that the Maral is contrasting Kol Hashem Alach as opposed to what? Again, as Alach as opposed to what? That's what I think from the Maral's words is coming with to be a character. The Maral says he's coming against someone, not clear what he means. If he means Chachmei Umas Olam or Chachmei Yisrael, we call that definite, and I think I'm related to the second one. People said, Emes, that thinking and learning brings you closer to Shvarku. So it means thinking about Olamas Ha'emes, Kabbalah, Malachim, the philosophers said, thinking about very deep philosophy. That was the thread of thought of what Machshava could possibly bring you closer to Shvarku. So Maral says, Kol Hashem Oshol Yoi Hushachim Haba, Ki Misha Chashav, Ki Ika Alimud L'Odom B'Chachma, שיעסק בנמצואים ובגלגל מלאכים. כלו יניתם הרגע זויס בטרו למסיקים כותום לרחם. This minor chazal of kolshein halachas is miyuchas specifically to be mafkia from the people that think that Hillel Shel Yanim or philosopher, but same idea, are the things that bring a person closer to Shvarku. It's dafka from Biznia. I want to add something else as another place that will be beloved a lot. Why is it like that? So there's one Indian where Akash Prabhu wants it that way. Akash Prabhu has plenty of Kodesh Shemayim from Malachim and Ribbis Malachim. Kodesh Shemayim from us means that we bring it out from the most concrete physical things. There's another connection Rav has, and he speaks about it in a few places. And this relates specifically to the Birur Halacha, as opposed to learning more Klolius, what we would call the Lomdis or Klalei. He says, Olam Haba is defined as the Olam Ha'emes. Like our Stern Spur said before, I had to give some advice, I forgot to do with destiny. And Olam Ha'emes requires that a person be work on Midas Ha'emes and on Tefisas Ha'emes. When I speak about things in generalities, it works to error like this. But something that's not in sharp resolution is lacking Ha'emes. The sharpness of something as it defines itself in clear lines is the modus of emes in Drisha Hakira. So a ben erech is something that's not emes. And part of the road to emes is not from shekhet emes, but from a ben erech to dvarim that are medyokim yosem. The scribe for halacha, Maral says, he says in the Gemara that Parshas Rachim is Asubish Maitzer Vilkasim. The mark is three different Madregas in a person reaching the final point. He says, because Asubish Maitzer Vilkasim means the final Likuda, the exact Likuda, is exaggerated. I had a shachan of mine once, it was close to Chazanish, and he told me, I don't remember, it might have been a barrel came with an esrig from the Brisker Rav to look at. And the Chazon Ish spent 2 hours looking at the esrog, being down a certain time. When he finished, the Chazon Ish said, Kasha, and just because it took me 2 hours to get to it, doesn't make it less Kasha. It's not 2 hours of blurred. For us, if we spent 2 hours looking at something, it got less clear for 2 hours, not more. He said, I was finally ignorant that it's 100% the same. Clarity and understanding, Asukah Shmaitz Alibir Hilchasa, is something that gives us Midas Ha'emes learning. When somebody learns that he has a Be'erech understanding, it's not Emes. I want to read the Siyam with, it is a Siyam, and even though it's technically, it's not that the Siyam is a Sechem, but in a double Kaddish of Chatzit Tzibur and Merubim, there's always going to be a Remes to something. There was one avoid in the Beis HaMikdash that was a sort of the mark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu listening to us and being Mashkiya Torah Kol Yisrael. We were Kavonis, we were Mavad ourselves at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were Makri ourselves at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there was a sort of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answering us. And Birchas Kohanim was the oifen. The Rishonim explained that the Kohen's hands became like a tzera. They became the vehicle, through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed bracha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpah came alamal lamata in terms of Eretz Chaim. We do Eretz Chaim every day, it goes into. If we don't do it, we have the most unusual arrangement. When a Kohen gives us Eretz Chaim, there's a chiyuv to answer Amen. It's Meikar Din. We answer Amen because we need to be a Kabbalah bracha. Well, the many shikas, it's a mitzvah in this Baruch. The Kabbalah of the bracha is expressed in the Amen. So in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, we did a lot of Avodah, it's called the Makom Avodah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly responded and sent bracha to Kohanim, and in that Hashpah, we stood as the Kabbalah and we said Amen. When we don't have their Eskhan, we have something else, and it's a less halacha in this, and that is Ve'ein Atzivu Ve'inimach of Amen or Kei Ratzin. Kei Ratzin, it's a very strange, it's a tefillah. In other words, we reverse the process, and we become the stimulant for our Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Mashiach and us. So, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, even though Beis HaMikdash was a physical world, there was still an element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mashiach, us after HaVeda, we were incumbent. We lost that. We make up for it with our Kula. When we say Kein Yeratzin means we would like you to bring back Beis HaMikdash, to bring the Haskarim, and so on. So the antidote to Tikkun, to Churban Bayis, was to bring out from here whatever was missing from the Malach. And halacha is the Hashlama of Torah. Torah, on the one hand, comes the Lamala and lifts us up above the world. And as was correctly said, the search for connecting Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the search for Musa, for being kosher, conducting Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is the chelak ha'elyon. That's a chelak of Torah. But in the chelak of bringing from this world, when the guy was nifter, so it says he took his tzitzis and cried, and he said, I'm going from a world where for a few pennies and few threads, I can do such a mitzvah. This world, in its threads and its hairs and its piece of bread, whether a person is a half a slice of bread or three quarters of a slice of bread, is mahapa kolamos. One of them, like the Rav said, he has a dozen avers, and one of them has a dozen mitzvahs. When a person learns halacha, even if we don't remember the details of the eskeshayla, we want the eskeshayla. But the sensitivity to the chashivas of the maisa. I remember I learned the Dharam, Sakta Siddharam, when I was a 12-year-old. That was the Shiva cycle that I learned. And I said to myself, it's the first thing I'm a gadol for. Like, I'm a little bit of a gadol. You know, there's a certain school for life when you're desperate to become a gadol. And I remember that the sensitivity, you know, I can't. Here's something I count for. When a person learns, he understands the wealth of, yes, there's a limit of Torah of Shemayim and Sheshmei Shemayim, Rechal Kulucha, and to understand the Ein Seif HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a world to say that an Amal is not Sheshmei. That with a thread of wool for a few pennies and a knot, you have a Mitzvah's essay that's Makit and Hatat and so on and so forth. Shabbosayim HaKadosh Hashem to be Messiah, to learn much, and to be mocked if these two call the Torah, because they really are mocking each other. The Torah that teaches a person how far up HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and beyond. And the Torah that teaches us how in every thread and in every grain of sand is buried an Ein of HaKadosh, because it's in our hands to do and to bring out, to bring back what needs to be brought back. Amen. Amen.
The van to Golders Green, in the van from Stamford Hill. We'll be leaving very shortly, straight after Maariv. The American stands for David Futaros, Glach, Mokmar, for those who don't understand English. A gross in Yashikoye, Tash is a keen in the summer, I say, Kai Miska, I saw, say, the man to Manchester will also be leaving straight after Marv.
Marv here. No, it's different.
Flying is not connected.
You can achieve more, but it's got no chance of the ground. In fact, the ground impedes, the gravity impedes the ability. They can only throw it.
Okay. Sì, sì, quello che
Nobody else did it. I don't have the table back, look it up. They speak about the Virginia brothers, the
I'm Thank you. Amen.
真的是蛮以为的，没有没有没有。